We're continuing on Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are at the end of Shah Akudim. Shah Akudim Perek Beis. So it is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Gimel at the end of it, sort of, and it starts off where we're going to be starting off. V'hine kulam yotzu b'v'chinas nefesh b'levad. V'chinas nefesh b'levad. So now it's upside. He's beginning Dorish Apostle here. From what we've seen is that the all went back up. It came down. And what does this all mean? Right. So we know that first of all, the all is only b'chinas nefesh, right? Came out, malchus came out the nefesh, and then it got more and more b'chinas. Malchus got its ruach when the vak came out, and then it got more and more b'chinas as the orgus were coming out. So says the Ariza, v'hine, daf gimel amud aleph. V'hine, kulam yotzu b'mchines nefesh b'levat. We know that all of it came out of the nefesh. B'z nefesh. B'z esor posuk nishba Hashem b'nafsho. Peledik posuk in Yirmiyah. Actually, there's two posuk. One in Amos is very similar. And here in Yirmiyah. Nun aleph yudale. Nishba Hashem. Hashem makes a shvua in his nefesh. Go ahead and touch that posuk up, right? What does that mean? Ki atzilus, so says the Arizal, I'll go and touch it up for you. Ki atzilus hu nikra nikudim. Atzilus is nikudim. What does that mean? Because we know all the worlds that we're speaking about here, the coming out, there's nikudim and akudim, nikudim, burudim, those are all the same world. They will eventually become the world of atzilus. It's all the same world. As opposed to when we speak about that Tzilus and Bri and Tiyasir, those are completely different worlds. But this is all one world, this is just a slower formation of the same world. So that's what he's saying here. Atzilus Hinikra Nikudim. Okay, which is the next word. Kemosh is Vav Bezat Hashem. Vohu Nikra B'Shem Hashem. Right, the Havai, Yudke Vavke, is represented by the word of Atzilus. And by the way, that's the equal what we want to focus on, is the word of Atzilus. And that is our main focus point, and that's what we call it, Hashem. Yudke Vavke. That world is going to be considered the Klapetis, Yudke Vavke. Now, Obazai, who nishba mimishe godol mimenu? He, this world of Atzilus, Nikudim, Behudim, all this, the same thing, is making, so who is bigger than, who is bigger? Who olam akudim? The world of akudim is greater because it's a previous stage beforehand. It's closer to the source. It's more refined. All ashikulam yotzu b'chinas nefesh bilvad. And from that world, it came out only b'chinas nefesh. So that's pshat the pasuk nishba Hashem, which was referring to the lower world of atzilus, is making a shvua to a higher b'china of akudim.
The nafshu,
the highness, that is the world of akudim. So he says that's the world of akudim. Or only came out b'chinas nefesh. Yeah, it's a peredik, zach. Hashem is making a shvuah to himself. Kilo, what's the time? I mean, the poshut pshat in Yirmiyah is that he's making a shvuah that he's not going to bring the chorban again, chorban beis hamikdash. But apikabal is very difficult. So we're going to speak about a lesson here. He goes more into amkus a little bit to explain what's going on. And then he just continues. Tamig v'tirei kama omuku marshu v'sav yidborach. How take omuk this whole inin is. The omuk of a machshov of the eibushter. Yafilu olam e'elyon shel akudim einu rak b'chines nefesh b'vah. So the pashuk pshat here is that everything that we see, how everything is taka, everything b'shleimus, mamish, b'tachlis b'shleimus, and after became, we have to understand this is only a tiny tipa shibetipa from the end. So the lowest chelik, which is called malchios, the nefesh, we're only getting a tipa of all the Eibishter. The rock bottom, that's the only thing we can handle. Anything more, b'yotzim elakelim. Okay, so let me just read you a lesson. There's kama kushyos here. First of all, what's pshat when it came out of nefesh? Because we know, though, as we said in the beginning, that as soon as every bechina came out, malchios came out of nefesh, maskil. But then the vak came out, yeah? Chesed until yesod came out. And that gave a ruach to malchus. And then when ima came out, the bina came out, it gave a higher bechina, right? And kehena bechina, until kesed came out, gave a yechida to Malchus. So what's the problem? Nefesh. Malchus got Yechida, Vak got until Neshama, and we get in Aena. So what the Mepharshim is a shtickle of wunder here, what's pshat, and until the Pasuk is Nikva, that the Akudim is only been Nefesh, but there was much more, many more Bechinas came out. So there's come a Tehutz into this. Shem Sosom wants to say that here the Nefesh means referring back to Keser, because when Keser came out, the last field that came out of the pit, the Ark was Keser. Keser Taka only came out by Nefesh. Because when he went back in, that's it, when he goes back in, it doesn't get any more Bechinas. So then came out by Nefesh and went back in. So the Iker, Kilo, the Shem Sosom saying, Kilo, the Iker here is Nikvah Lefi the Keser. That's the highest Bechinas. So therefore, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That's why Akudi is referred to the Bechinas Nefesh. But the lesson wants to say, Pshat, is that, Adarab, everything that we just finished saying, everything that came out, even Yechida, that's all in a Nefesh. Right? So you have Nefesh Benefesh, you have Ruach Benefesh, Neshama Nefesh, Chai Benefesh, and Yechida, even though Malchus got Yechida, but it's also Yechida Shebenefesh. It's only different levels in Nefesh, but not more than that. Okay, I'm just going to read out a shtick of a lesson here in Biurim, and always test it out. V'zeh sod posuk nishma Hashem benafsho. V'inen hu ki agilu ad Hashem havaya baruch hu be'atzilus. We know for us, like the giloy, finally, when we, the kelim came out and all that, that means giloy, right? Without a kelim, you don't have giloy. We have no shaykhs whatsoever. Ki shem nizgale matzil ein tov. Sorry for the shams, yeah. The sham nizgali amatzil and so yibor likora b'shem. There, finally, we make the Hashem. There was something called Yukivovki, and therefore that's our hakora for us. And then he says, "V'kol mashiyotze b'gzeira heskem kol azayin tachtonim kulam." Let me just skip that a bit. Let me just go back. V'chein sham yesh b'chines shvua. Ki ikra atzilus hu zayin tachton. We know zayin tachton is keneged atzilus, right? Malchus is keneged the lower worlds, right? We're doing erechim here, so we're comparing the patsufin to the worlds. So if you refer to the world of atzilus in patsufin language, that's referring to the zayin tachton or zeantim. Now, so he says again, nachma v'chein sham. Yes, begin a shvua ki ika tzilasu zayin tachton or zayampin zayin tachton. Shebehem hu begin as a kelim vaguf leolamos the o ensof. Umisham nimshach v'yotze kol anhagos da olamos biya bechlal ubitchat v'kol atov behefach shebehem ubehefach shebehem. Right. So you have the world of atzilus being mashpia on the lower worlds. Right. Zayin tachtonim are being mashpia on the malchus kilo. Ki zayin tachtonim hems kfulos bedagish berafa kav tzchus ukachova val yedehem nasis kol anhogas the ends of im lechesed im ledin. Right, the Eibishter, you know, from the end sof brings in a kav into the mokum ponoi, and then creates the world of ak and all these words coming out, akudim, nikudim, brudim, atzilus. It's not stum a world, you know, the world, the adama. He's building, it's kilo, there's an intelligence there. What's this, he's bringing out here? The zat, which is keneged, the atzilus, they're going to be paskining halacha. Whether it's lechesed, whether it's ledin, whether it's mashpia chesed or din, the kol mashiyot b'gzeras heskim, kol azat kulam, and therefore there has to be a heskim between the zayin tachtonim, who nikra shvua. Get back to the post. Hashem is mashpia, makes a shvua. What's pshat? Shvua is tightening up here. That's a heskim. Kilu, there's a vad of the zayin tachtonim. Then they come together and they decide what's going to happen. That's called the Shavua. Mishum shekol zayin midus heskimu b'ze v'godra ze. Kilo nimru v'gomru. They sit down, okay, now we're going to be mashpia on the lower worlds. Ken alom. Chesed, rachamim, din. V'omnam lo nase behem shum dover el ma'or en sof. Hashor betocham. O misyachad imayim can neshama im aguf. Vada, they don't do anything. They only have koach for themselves. Kilo, they have a bechira though. They have a bechira to choose, but the tzutuf to make a lemaise. The avada, they need a koach from the Eivishter. Avada. Vekasher mitzgalia ein sof behem lifi arotzo veheskem dekol zayn kulam. So if you what their boicha, the chesed, then they get the koach from avada, from the ensof. V'yota gzeh mikol hazayim midos b'haftochas kiru me'o ensof shbehem. We have a wrong.
Al-Bakhir comes from the Bechim, but somehow.
If we have, we're B'Tel Al-Bakhir, right? If we have Bechira, all our Bechinas above us have Bechira as well. Right, we're not just stagnant. We just have fall from Shammai, and we're standing here. Right, there's an umbilical cord which attaches us to the spiritual world, and there's infinite amount of madregas between us and them, and the back to the end self, and all these madregas are velt bifne atzmo, and tutuf zachen. There's things happening there. With bechira, with choice, but avada the koch shabo, avada comes from the ensof. That's the not neshama shabo. So that's pshat over here. That's a tifa pshat over here. Nishpa Hashem benafsho. That the shvur here is the heskem of the atzilus, which is the zayin tachtonim. The boicha, what's going to be mashpia b'mata. Okay, I just thought bring that inside. Let's go back. Now, 10 spheres came out, but lo yotzu yachad kulam. Rag betchila yotzta malchus. Remember, we're talking about the first bechiras, the first spheres coming out. They come out first malchus. Hefech ma'olam nekudim, kamo shinizbar b'mkom ebezal Hashem. Right. Now, okay, the lesson here. So let's go back to Malchus zu hi yatzta bebechiras nefesh levad. As we know, Malchus came out only with the smallest tipa of all shibo, which is called the nefesh. Actually, Malchus the nefesh ki ein sfira she ein ba chamisha bechiras shehem nefesh ruach neshama chay yechida keno the omam ata lo yatzta rag bebechiras nefesh levad. Venirle is dati likasher.
It's all in nefesh.
It's all nefesh, yeah. Yes. Lesson of learning. Like everything that comes out following that, that's nefesh akloli, and then you have all the bechinas of that. The meranchi the nefesh it's called. Venirle is dati says the Rav Chaim Vital likasher drush zeh in drush nichto bezat Hashem, which is in Etzchaim Shah Achav Perek Aleph. Ki bechinas ozen hi neshama. All the oil came out from the oizin, that's neshama. All the oil that came out from the choytim hu ruach, and ve'apeh, which we're speaking about the peh now, the oil coming out from the akudim, which is the peh, is nefesh. That stems very good for what we're learning over here, it's all b'chinas nefesh. K'mon she'nevar ma'ata le'mata b'dush ze atma ein shal. Okay, let's continue. V'hine. Ani choshe bevade she'shemati, mamor, I was never clear on this lashon here, I think it's been the last time as well. V'hine, ani choshe, I think, bevadai. Shemati, well, is it vada? Is it choshesh? Is anybody have shot here? Ani choshesh. Ani choshev. I think bevada shemati. What? Is that an expression? Say, I'm almost certain. Okay. Memory that I heard from the Arizal himself. Zichroino lechay haolam haba. Ki vada kasher yotzu kol eses sfiros ha'elu bo kol bechinas shel naran chay kululuin bahem. So even though we only say it's coming up in nefesh, but everything was nichlal in that. Ela shebetchila lo nizgal lebahem ela bechinas nefesh belevad kama shebaanu bedrush nishmas adam datachton shebetchila bayim kulam biyachad v'ach gam nizgal kol echad v'echad bifnei atmo nefesh acher kach ruach and so on and so forth. It's not the pshat. It only came on nefesh. Then there was another bechina that came as minitoisif to that kilu that wasn't there for name. Everything was there beforehand. That's a very important klal in Kabbalah. That even though we talk to find this noish, this lotion in the Rishoyim and so on and so forth, yesh me'ayim. But actually, there's no such thing as yesh me'ayim according to what we're learning over here. Because everything is more of a yesh b'yesh, but except this is enough commitment because the helim or giloy. Everything is just megal itself slowly but surely. But everything was there by helim.
And it's more Moshe. I think he said the Malbim, beginning of the Bereishis. The Bereishis made the ayim yesh. He's mitzamtzem for keis.
Right. Right. The behinah kasher yotzu achikar bechinas yisod. Lonis got to be yisod rag bechinas nefesh levad natzmo. He also became yisod. Ava nitosev ha'ara b'malchus. Again, it's not nitosev. She nisgaliba bechinas ruach. Again, the vote is nisgaliba. Because we know why did it be moisif to the how was it able to be moisif the yisoid to malchus bechina of ruach? Teretz is because it is ruach. Again, be'erchin, if you compare the patsufim to neranchi, you have five patsufim and five neshamas, then malchus is geneged nefesh. And Zer Ampin is keneged ruach. Malchus, which is nukva, is nefesh, and Zer Ampin is keneged ruach. That's why I was able to mashbir ruach on malchus, because that is its bechina. Again, v'lachin bevo yisod mitchil maschil hitgali b'malchus bechinas ruach ve'eno nishom legamer ad sheyotzu kol avak. Shuhu shehem yesod al chesed v'az nigba b'chinas ruach kulo shalom malchus. Avoval kol achas mehem v'aymizgale b'malchus tzatz echad shalom ruach. Zahin, when the last b'china came on, yesod came out, he brought in 1/6 of ruach and deposited or was megale it in malchus. And then when hod came out, gave another 1/6. Until all these six bechinas, until chesed finally came out, it brought the last 1/6 of this bechinas of ruach into malchus. That's how it happened. The six bechinas, and those are the six chalokim of ruach, which were deposited into malchus. The kavan noda, ki yesod en bechlan. This is a very important rule. He's going to tell you that we should take with us all through as chayim. Kavan noda ki yesod enu chlal ketzavos. Even though we refer to the six ketzavos, vav ketzavos, right? But you have to understand, yesod is not a chilek of them. Ki eno rak chamisha chasodim chesed ad yehod. I'll explain that in a minute. Ach, a yesod eno lokeh chesed echad pchati le'atzmo, rak nechlolim kol chamisha ketzavos. Let me explain to you what's going on. This is false. So you have, remember, we have the 10 spheres here. We're going to start with chokhmah. You have chokhmah, and you have bina. Okay? Now, in Chochmah Bina, let's go back for that. A person functions according to his thoughts in his mind. A person thinks to move his hand, therefore his hands move. A person thinks, then he moves his legs, right? He's sort of commanding his legs to move, and that sends down through the nervous system these electric impulses that move your legs, move your arms, but it all works with your mind, right? If you don't have control of your mind, you have no control of your limbs. Same thing in the olamas of iruchnim, right? In the patsufim, same thing. So let's work with the spheres, right? So you have chokhma bina, which is your right brain, left brain, which is going to send these impulses with these machshavas, what it wants to be done. There's a chesed shibul, koach chasodim, which is the right side, koach gvuos, which is the left side, passes it and puts it into the brain, the middle brain, which is called das, which is the mamutza. And it makes sense of this chesed side and the gvuos side. Too much and too little. Puts it and brings a mamutza, and then it's mispashit, das is mispashit into the rest of the volume. Okay? Mispashit into the vak, the vak ketzobus. That is chesed connected, the right arm, and so on and so forth. We know that. In das, what's das being mekabel from chokhmah bina? It's called chasodim v'gvuros. Five chasodim from the right side from the chokhmah, and five gvuros from the left side from the bina. They're being mekabits now inside the das, and the das now its job. As the Rav calls it, it's the nishmat havak. It's the neshom of the vak. It's not something separate. It's just doing a pu'ula of being mavir the chasadim v'gvuos, which is called chug. In short, chug. The chug now is going to be mispashed into the vak. Is that clear? Okay. Now, as you notice, I only said there's 5 chasodim, 5 gvuros. Let's just work with the chasodim, it's not complicated things. Now, there's only 5, but there's 6 spheres. Chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, hod, that's the 5th, and yesod is the 6th one. So somebody has to be left out. Who's not going to get a chesed? Each one gets a chesed. 5 chasodim comes from this side all the way down to the into the nishmat vak, which is the das, and it's especially the chug, into the vak. But there's only 5 chasodim and 6 spheres. Yesod does not receive a chesed. That's what he's saying over here. Yesod is not bechlal the vav ketzodis. It's called bechlal. Other rabba, all the vav ketzodim, the chesed and hod, all have their chesed, and then they give it down into Yesod, and that package will be sent down to Malchus, and Malchus will be mashpi on us, onto us.
He doesn't get it directly, but he gets it from them, from
the other things. Yeah, he gets a ha'orah, really bad. He gets a ha'orah from the emesticker. The emesticker, there's a much different, you know, somebody's saying over here, there's much different erich here. The vavk, the heiketzovas, from chesed until yehod, have the etzim chasadim, and the yesod only gets a ha'orah. Gets a kibbutz, kilo, kibbutz ha'orah from these vav ketzovas. That's how it works. Okay? You saw the Malchus, it's different levels. And me is the all, first the all comes down. Every time the lower you're coming down, the lower the less all you're receiving. So it's another filter, we call them.
No, you saw it to be Mekabit, and Malchus is to be Megala.
Well, it's also Mekabit, we call it the Chlal, it's also the.
It has another function
to Megala, yeah, to Mashpia. He's asking, well, why do you need Yesod? Just have Malchus getting everything in. It's just Memayat De'o. It's another filter to stop the light.
The whole Mahus of Yesod is a Shaka, that's Shon Mo'el Mo'dai, that's the middle which contains everything together.
Yeah, but also, he thinks Malchus also is doing that.
It doesn't do it, but it only does it through Yesod, because Yesod's already done the job for it. So it takes from Yesod.
Okay, so this is the inside. Kavan know them.
Yeah, so why Dr. Chasodim? What about Kavuras?
Same thing.
Yes, why is he speaking about Chasodim?
Why is he only speaking about Chasodim? Chanami speak about Kavuras as well. Because it's a chug, it comes down together. Right. The Chasodim come from Chochma, and the Bina is Mashpir the Kavuras.
Does give the 5 chasod and 5 gevuros directly to each one, or they all pass through each other? Like, gives 5 to chesed, chesed passes 4 of them on, and then 3 to tiferes. Or do they all go directly to each one?
Well, that means two things. There's really two connotations. Two ways, have all of a shefa, there's two ways it happens. Either it happens, it goes through every sphere. The mice, both ways go through every sphere. There's no skipping modregas here.
Isn't that, it wouldn't be right there.
So one is that the hashpa will come, milimah lelemata, but go through every single modreg, and everyone will take a chelik of it. For example, when you're maliman until upside the aklo moshua, and then it comes all the way back down, so the shefa will deposit the shtikol shefa into ach ampin, into abav ima, and that's one way. Another way it's done is that it's called a mavav. That the shefa will just come, will still same thing, still, same path. It will still go through all the same direction down through all these parts of them, but no one will take any of the shefa. It's called the mavav. It's just coming through bedev mavav. That's what's happening over here.
So it's traffic a bit, so it's less.
That's the time it comes lower, it's the thing. But those are the two mahalchim of being kabbal sheva. Either the sheva is going to be deposited little by little into different mekoymes, or it comes. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to get it in a particular mokum mesuyim, and it comes b'derek mava. That's what's happening over here, b'derek mava. So the chasod here, one chesed has to go into chesed, one chesed has to go into gevur, one chesed has to go into tiferet, netzar, hod, and then it then all funnels into the, all 6 chasodim will funnel into yesod, and then into malchus, and then it's mashpi on us.
So you say that, for example, the one which goes to hod, it will pass through chesed through to netzar first, but it won't stop there. So
that's right, mava.
It'll just use the mokum, the chalal of the mokum to pass through.
Yeah. The Kavan know them. Again, Nachman. Kavan know the key is Yisod Ein Bechalak Tzova. Yisod is not Bechalal the five, or what we call the Vak. Ki Ein Rak Chamisha Chasodim Mechesed Ad Hod. Because there's only five Chasodim and you have six fields. Ach Yisod Ein Lokeh Chesed Echad Pchati Latzmo. Only from Chesed Hod take the private Chesed. Rak shenichlolin kol chamisha ketzavos bo. Rak the yisod is mekabes all the five chasodim. V'nimtza ki bechinas kolel chlolus vak shel ruach zu ma shenisgale b'malchus kasher ba yisod. Because then yisod again. The way, what do we say? We said every sfira that came down, yisod came down, gave 1/6 into malchus. We said hod came down, gave another 6th to malchus. It didn't really happen that way. What happened was, and everything came into you, was deposited into yisod, and yisod gave the makabatish, gave a ruach to malchus. Again, the nimsa ki bechinas chlolos vak shel ruach zu mashin yisgale b'malchus kasher ba yisod. Aval betzet hod o netzach v'kiyos b'sha'a chamisha az hayu mizgalim b'b'chinas ketzovas mamish shel ruach b'malchus. So he's saying a different point. He's saying that when Yesod came out, Malchus came out from the Pidei Act first. Then Yesod came out second. Yesod added a b'china to Malchus, but it didn't add the etzim ruach tikka b'china the Malchus needed. That rather came when Hod came out, then gave a mamash etzim emistika ruach, netzach, and so on and so on. They gave the emistika b'chinas of ruach. V'hine kol zehu ma shenogeh el b'chinas Malchus, because this is what Malchus is receiving from the Vav Ketzavos. On the Mashenoge Ela Shesh Ketzavos who be often Achim. Now we're looking Klapi the Mashpia. Malchus Klapi the Mekabel. Malchus the Mekabel from the Vak. Now what about the Vak as a Mashpia? Ki betzeta Yesod Az Nizgale Bo Bechinas Chololus Hamisha Ketzavos Shel Zeh Ampi Bechinas Nefesh. When Vak is coming out to be Mashpia, Malchus is coming out with a Ruach. They're coming to give a ruach, dika b'china to Malchus. But they themselves, when they're coming out, they're only bringing out as far as a nefesh b'lefa. They're only, again, coming out b'china's nefesh. V'kivu shebo hod, az nizgal katze icha shel nefesh, d'zeampi. V'chein ad shenishlamu kol avak. Is that clear? So each one is bringing 1/6. Again, they're all working as one unit. Again, we have to remember, it's very, very important to remember, all through Eschaim, the vak is working as one unit, be'etzim. So when they're coming out, Lamosh Manach Kami, when they're coming out here, we know that each sphere came out with the Chinas Nefesh. Malchus came as Nefesh. Kesef came as Nefesh. Chokmah came as everything. The only difference is that when the Vak came out, it worked out the Nefesh as well, except only 1/6 of the Nefesh came out. Your soul came out, and then each one brought it another Chelik of the Nefesh. That's the way it works, because it's all working in one unit. Important to remember that.
When it says Oznigla boy bechinas klos hektzavos, what's boy?
In it. Where are you at? V'hineh kol zehu ma shenogeh el bechinas amalchus. Omna ma shenogeh el shesh ketzavos hu baofen achin ki b'tzed yosod hu b'tzed yosod az negale bo in it in yosod bechinas chlolus chamish ketzavos shel zeh ampim bechinas nefesh levad.
So the Hei Ketzavos are like a Nefesh to Yesod. Is that what you're saying?
Nefesh, Yesod. When Yesod come out, Yesod comes out, every Bechina comes out Bechina's Nefesh.
Bechina's Nefesh for the Madrega after it?
No, for itself. It comes out, every Bechina comes out, it comes out with Bechina's Nefesh. When a person's born, he comes out with a Nefesh. Nefesh Bahamas, what do you want to call it? Same thing, it's born. The Yisod is born, comes out from the Pidak. What does it come out? It comes out with a Nefesh.
The Nefesh of Yisod. Yeah.
But it only comes out with 1/6 of the Nefesh, because it's only coming out 1/6. We look at the Vak as one unit, right? So it came out, the legs only came out.
So not only is it,
and then it comes out a bit more. Yisod, Hod comes out, Netzah comes out. Oh, when the Vak came out, then it gets a Shleimitika Nefesh.
Okay. Even then, it's only nefesh.
It's only nefesh, yeah.
Right, there's two chesronis here. You said, first of all, you only took. It's not
yeah, nefesh is only one sixth nefesh.
It's
yeah.
only nefesh, and one at a time, it's only that part of the nefesh.
Correct, right. Yeah. Yeah.
So which part is ruach now? When it's mashpia later on the next?
Malchus has already come out. So when ruach is coming out,
the ruach of
it only comes out with the death nefesh, the chin of nefesh. But it's mashpia ruach.
Ruach the nefesh.
The ruach, the nefesh.
Isn't the fact the ruach?
True, Malchus. It doesn't have any ruach itself. It's only bringing down a ruach shebe Malchus, which is nogeh to Malchus.
Isn't the nefesh of Vak the ruach of Malchus? Isn't that the same thing?
Well, you can look at it that way, but that's not what we're saying here.
The nefesh of Malchus comes out, then the nefesh
which belongs to the Vak is coming out.
Comes out, right, and
they schlep with the ruach of the Malchus.
Does that start with Yisoid, or they will come out longer?
Yisoid.
So Yisoid, and that means. That means the kli for the five chasodim.
The kli is there already.
Right.
We're talking about the all.
But what does it mean, the nefesh of Yisoid? If you say the nefesh of Yisoid is only made up of the collection of the five other parts of the chasodim.
I thought you gave your moshul. Like, if you come, a child comes out. Let's say what's fakir? The head comes off. Let's say only the legs came out.
Okay.
What bechin of the legs came out? Nefesh. It was.
He's asking when the Yisoid came out before Hoyt, even.
Yeah.
So what is nefesh containing? Until Hoyt, until the other.
What is nefesh? You mean what Yisoid? What is
Yisoid?
It's a nefesh. Bechin is nefesh.
The nefesh of the Yisoid is only coming when the other five come and give it to nefesh.
No, I think a sixth of the nefesh is coming.
What's that mean? A sixth then.
Again, you have to look at this.
So you saw it as actually.
You look from.
It is something separate. It is double chneyasma. It's not just made up of five parts. Yeah,
the legs are not the head. I mean, it's one entity, right? One entity. This is a chelik of the vak. Chelik of the vak.
Right.
So this chelik of the vak is coming out with its pravata nefesh. It's chelik of nefesh. And it's coming out with the nefesh.
Right. And then it gets more when the other five give it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean it's getting more?
I'm just getting confused with the Hei Chasodim, which you spoke about before. It made it sound like.
Yeah, that's a bit confused, but that's not playing a part here. It's just showing you a dogma ba'alma how the Yisod is not a Chelik. Because if you only have five Chasodim and six spheres, one sphere is not an emistic sphere.
But you say it's definitely a sphere itself.
What?
But it's definitely a sphere by itself.
Yes, yeah, I told you, legs are legs. You can't say it's a head. You can't say it's. But again, a sphere bifne atzmo it's gonish of it. It's a limb without attached to a body. It's attached to the vak. It's called zeh ampin. That vak is called zeh ampin. It's a part of bifne atzmo. But there's six chalakim to that part of. And each one comes up with its own chelik of bechinas. Its own neshama, right? Each chelik needs a neshama.
So you're saying that then the nefesh of the vak comes out, all six. And then
when chesed finally comes out, that's the dov of sholem. The vak came out,
and then you could call it the nefesh of that, or nefesh of vak.
It came out with his nefesh. That's what we call it.
And that nefesh is the chloliest nefesh of vak. One big nefesh of vak, or
what do you mean, one big nefesh of vak?
Because you said you're grouping vak together as one.
That's right, one unit.
Yeah.
It's called zampin, yeah. Right? So zampin came out b'chiz nefesh. Yeah.
That's right. Only once chesed finishes the.
Correct. Track. It's completed.
Right. So you're building up zah.
Right. You can look at it like that as one big unit, or you can look at it individually. When your sod came out, it got a nefesh.
Yeah.
When you look at it in big, then you say it only got one sixth of the one sixth of the nefesh.
It's like the baby getting born. It's like the foot's come out, the arms come out, the head's come out. Oh, the whole thing's out now.
Correct. Right. Okay. Right.
And where does the ruach come into it? Nothing's got a ruach yet.
When the vak came, I give ruach to Malchus.
It is ruach. That's right.
I give ruach to Malchus.
The nefesh of the vak includes the ruach.
What we said here is Megale in the Malchus, it's Ruach. Ruach Be'etzim has Naranke, has all these Bechinas. Nefesh Ruach Chai Yechida has everything there. But the only Gilui that I got when it came out Bifnei Atzmo was the only Nefesh. When the Vak came out, it was Megale itself, Megale in. You know, you bring out the potential in the person. You hear that expression, right? You bring out the best of the person. That's what's happening over here. Gilo. When the Ruach, or call it the Vak, or call it the Zampin, came out, that was Megale in Malchus the Ruach. There's also a big difference between Yesod and also the other five chalakim of this Vak. Like we said, when Hod comes, Mashpia on Yesod. Mebechinas nefesh lebevat. V'chein kulam ad sheyotzu chesed, and everybody was, it comes on, gives another bit more, six of the nefesh, which is deposited into your soul. V'gam hu, da'ainu chesed, b'tzeisod, noisen koach, chlolos, b'yesod, mechadash. He comes in, chesed comes in and deposits something new that wasn't there into your soul. But if you're only going to look at the Mashpia Kilo, the five Bechinas from Chesed to Hod, Kibol Ha'echad Lo Haya Mosif Bechaveiro Shum Tosefes Klal Ve'ikar. The Moshe, when Chesed came out, it didn't give anything to the other four Bechinas. Why? Ki Kulam Shavim. Rak asher nishlumu kol ha-shisha, az nimsu nigma kol ha-ze'ampin b'mechinas nefesh. That's a big difference, okay? So again, when each one of the b'chinas come out, chesed gives something to the yesod, and then you have gvur gave something to the yesod, it works backwards, right? Hod came out, gave something to the yesod. And then you have netzah came out, gave a chelik of nefesh to the yesod. Masha enke, one vis-a-vis the other, Dainu, if you're just focusing on the five bechinas of chesed until netzach, no one gives one over the other. No one gives any bechinas to the other.
It's passing it through.
Yeah,
but not actually depositing.
That's right.
It's passing through.
What?
It's passing through each other.
Right, it's mashpia. When chesed comes out, it's mashpia. An influence, which is megale, the ruach, and the yesod. And that goes through all the different bechinas. And it's megal is something into your soul. Masha enkin, klape, the other five bechinas, the other four bechinas, chesed doesn't give anything. Right? And gvur doesn't give anything. Because each one, chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, hod, are gabar rabas. Each one is equal to one another. You can't say one is lower than the other. But what you can say is that your soul is lower.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the chilek between him? Two things here, two afresh.
It's only one thing Be'ez is saying here. Yeah, we just said one hefresh was is that one is klapi. Well, it depends how you want to look at the situation. You have a mashpia and you have a makabel. Mashpia is the vag being mashpia on malchus. So you say malchus is only receiving 1/6. It's a chilek. And if you're looking the other way around, just clap with the mashpia is bringing down each chesed bifne atzmo, as opposed to yesod doesn't have a chesed bifne atzmo. Yeah, and here in the od yesh hefresh acher, what he's saying over here is that a new idea is that from chesed to yesod, from chesed to hod, each one is a gavur rabbe bifne atzmo. No one is mashpia on one or the other.
Yeah. That's like what we've seen before. Mava is directly.
No, there's not even a mava here.
It's not even
that.
No. Oh, it's mamish direct.
No.
Chesed goes straight to your side, or does it go through gvura? How does it
go straight? We're saying two different things.
We do about dance goes directly to chesed. Dance goes directly to gvura. That's part of the chedik of dance goes directly.
No. That's not what I meant.
No.
Like we said, each bechina that comes out, chesed, gvura, tiveret, netzach, they all come out with the various bechinas. They're not mashpi on ki hu ze. They keep the bechinas bifnei atzmo. That's one bechina. Another bechini is when they come out, chesed, gvura, tifer, and nesar hod, when they come out, the mashpia on yisod.
Directly on your side.
No. Vaya.
That's the mother, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're playing two roles. One is mashpia, and one is themselves. Chesed comes out, he's a gavur haba. He's not mashpia. He doesn't need anybody. He's not mashpia on them, and they're not mashpia on him. And so on and so forth.
So that for that comes directly to each.
Nothing comes out. Nobody's sending anything. Everything. They're just coming out before the atzma. They're coming out.
They come out from das.
From the pidak. They're coming out from the pidak. So let's work it. Let's work out slowly. So Yesod comes out. Let's just spell it out now. Yesod comes out. He comes out b'chinas nefesh, right? The feet of the baby come out kilu. It comes out. That's the nefesh. It's mashpia on malchus ruach, 1/6 of ruach. Okay. What Malchus needs 1/6, and if you look at this chelik of Yesod that came out, chelik the whole Yesod came out, clapped the rest of the bechinas, the vak, only 1/6 of the nefesh came out because you're looking at him as a vak, as a zeampin. Then Hod comes out, is mosif to the Yesod, a chelik of the nefesh. Right, and that gives to Malchus another sixth of the Malchus, another sixth of the Ruach.
And what about Hod itself? It came out with a full nefesh.
The Hod b'fnei atzmo came out with its own bechinas, and he's not mashpia on it. Okay, let's continue. Then you have what's next. Then you have Netzach. Netzach comes out, passes through Hod as mashpia on Yesod, and Yesod is mashpia on thing. But Netzach b'fnei atzmo is not mashpia on Hod whatsoever. The Hod is as great as Netzach.
You don't need to pass.
No, you don't need to pass.
Because you're building from the bottom up.
You're building from the bottom.
Each time something comes out from the
top. There's two things happening. One, he's playing the role of mashpia, and the other one, he's playing the role himself.
I'm just saying, it can't pass through. Chesed can't pass through. It doesn't need to pass through Chesed to get to Hod or to get to Netzach because Chesed's not there yet.
What was that again?
That's not the main clue he's dwelling on. He's dwelling on how it passed out.
He's going to. There's two parts to it.
There's two things happening here. One is he's playing the role of Mashpia, and one is playing the role of itself. Right? Yeah. So let's say Tiferes comes out now. Tiferes is a Sfir Bisne Atzmo comes out with his Nefesh. You can look at that. Focus on just the Tiferes. But if you focus on Tiferes as a part of a Chlal, of the Vak, then we say that he's been Mashpia on, not on Netzach. Netzach is great as Tiferes, doesn't need Tiferes. Not on Hod, doesn't need again because they're all as great as the other. But it's mishpiz. But mavil this hashpa via Netzach and via Hod into your soul. Your soul receives a ha'olah, which is called another sixth of nefesh. And then your soul is mashpia another sixth of ruach onto Malchus. Instead of two,
when you got the five, after the five,
Chesed comes out as a Chesed b'fnei atzmo, as a Nefesh b'fnei atzmo. Then look at it another way. It's coming out as the Shlemus of the Vak. That's the last sixth of the Nefesh b'cholos, and therefore is Mashpia via Gvura, Tiferes, Neta, Hod, Yesod is deposited. Is Mashpia on Yesod, Chesed Mashpia via these spheres, and gives. The last sixth of nefesh. Then we can say the whole thing is bechalal nefesh, and is mashpia the last sixth of ruach into malchus.
The clap of that, then, might say that you say is the same as all of the other ones because it's
got. It only gets a tamsis of the hashpah.
The clap in the amount of nefesh it's got. It's the same.
Also, like to give an example of the chasodim. Yeah. This is the process that happens by chasodim. When the chasodim is mashpia, chokhmah is mashpia to das, and das is mashpia these five chasodim. It stops there. It doesn't go into Yesod whatsoever. Yesod just gets the ha'ora of all five together.
But
it's different erech.
It's got its own sixth of the nefesh.
But yeah, it's a lower erech.
When it first
comes, every sphere below the other one is a lower erech.
Yeah.
If Gevura is a lower erech than Chesed.
No. What? Gevura is a lower erech than Chesed.
Sorry?
Gevura is a lower erech than Chesed.
No, he's saying Kuram HaShavim. Kuram HaShavim.
So it means it's not a proper
six.
It's not really a
six. It's not a proper six. That's what he's saying. Ki yesod enu b'chalak tzavos. It's not hu rak chamish chasodim, and it's not b'chalal the thing. That's
so it's not equal six.
It's mekabits all the chasodim. It's mekabits all the bechinas which needs to be passed on to yesod. It's Kilo, the bridge there. You know, he's the passport control, right? Stops everything, what's doing, okay, give me everything.
If that's Klap HaMalchus, that's Klap itself, it must have happened. Klap itself, yes. Well, how did it come out without a nefesh?
It came out with his...
With a
Shvacha. Shvacha, it's what it needs. A Shvacha meant a Shvacha Kirchus. That's what it needs.
Malchus came out with a full nefesh.
Everything's Berachim. You ask, you saw, are you happy with what you have? Yeah, Gewaltig,
Mishnah. Then he's going to take more. He needs
to take it more. He grows, like every baby grows. We're talking about just the Haskola, right? The baby grows. He's happy. Katniss, that's the Katniss. And he grows up. And you tell him, were you happy? Are you happy now what you had then? No, yeah, it depends what you have. Were you happy as you are now? Yes, I'm happy. You know, it's everything's Berachim.
And he's different than the other side.
He's different. He's completely different. That's what I mean. He's left out. There's only five chassadim nachomo, and he's left out. He's not. It's not the emistic sphere.
Even less than Malchus, because at least Malchus came out, come up with 100% full nefesh of Malchus.
Malchus is not
a sixth of anything. It's only got a sixth of its own nefesh.
Again, it's all the erech. His 1/6 of nefesh is 10 times more powerful than her
nefesh.
Yeah,
but Klape,
right?
itself only got a sixth of its own
nefesh. Then you're not comparing anything. You're saying you're looking at itself. But if you want to compare them, your soul is way higher. And self completes.
Yeah, but I'm saying the echos is the only one of the 10 spheres which comes out without a proper nefesh.
It does. For it's a proper nefesh. I told you, it's a full fledged nefesh for itself
to start off with.
For itself.
And besides
this is the Klav Erchin, right? You know,
So it does come up with a full nefesh, plus on top of that it gets a sixth of the nefesh of Zan.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a nefesh of Chloli, it's nefesh of the Pchotis.
It does come up with the same nefesh, right?
Yeah. That's considered to be a sixth of the nefesh of Chloli. Yeah, okay, let's continue. You get the idea. Okay. V'achri kariyotu b'chines bina. Now bina comes out, right? So we had really three things that came out, right? We had Malchus came out the Pidak, and then you had the Vak. We're looking at it as one thing, and don't get confused when we call it Zeampin. We can do that. And then the third thing coming out is what? Bina. Or call it Ima. Right? We can call it that as well. V'achri kariyotu bina b'chines nefesh leval ve'atzmo. So it comes up klape itself, it comes up b'chiz nefesh klape as a mashpia, it's mashpia a high madriga to the vak only came out as we spoke about as a nefesh, not as mashpia ruach into b'chiz neshama lemalchus, and neshama and goes to the malchus megale in malchus, another b'china, a high b'china, a high potential in malchus called neshama ve'ach gal yoso chokma. B'chinas nefesh l'atzmo. Again, same story. Or b'chinas ruach l'bina. Or b'chinas neshama l'zeampim. B'chinas chaya l'malchus. V'ach yoto keser. B'chinas nefesh l'atzmo. V'ruach l'abim. Neshama l'bina. Chaya l'zeampim. V'yichida l'malchus. V'ach kivoa keser hu acheron mikulam lo yoto. Ki im b'chinas nefesh levad. V'zu pirush ha-posuk. Yeah, the second pshat in the posuk, v'zu pil sheni v'posuk nishba Hashem benav shekinizka aderer nizka le'el. Doesn't tell us what the pshat is, I'll tell you in a minute. V'afilu b'china zu shel nefesh keser ha-keser lo nishar ba'olam akudim kinizka le'el ki chaza lit'aloez v'nishara dvuka b'ma'asir. We'll see in a minute next time around is that when that was he spashtus rishon, as the Lashon explains, always to his spashtus and to his stifles, right? His the problem with the word, right? It reverts backward into the Pele Act. Now when Keser is misalik itself and goes back into Pele Act, when the second hispashtus comes out, kes will be left out. Right? And only chokhmah will come out, and it will come out in the lower bechinas. Coming out, dahenu, in the kesem. And that's what solved the problem, why the kelim were not destroyed when they all came back out. Remember, we asked the kasha, the when it all comes back out, comes out stronger, and therefore you just did not gain anything. The reason why you're trying to make kelim is trying to separate the oil in order to make the oil gas thicker, in order to make a kelim. But if you put the oil back in, then you just revert it to the same thing, the same matzah. Then you stuck the oil gas oil duct together. Teretz is that kesa stayed inside. So anything that's coming out is nechutz adaga. You're always getting a lesser oil which is coming out.
Goes into a bigger keli.
And the keli will be considered to be bigger clap of the oil. The hainu malchus wouldn't receive oil. Right? Because we only have 9 oils. Kesa is missing. The oil of kesa is missing. And you have 10 keli. Right, and therefore that's why every oil would be less clappy than keli. So the pshat and the posuk over here would be pshat sheni is that pure sheni posuk the nishba Hashem benavsho the hainu that he's making a shvua b'fnei atzma. We're not talking about atzilus klape akudim like the first pshat. Atzilus make a shvua klape akudim. Atzilus is making a shvua b'fnei atzma because in atzilus itself is only a nefesh. He's making a shvua b'fnei atzma as we see over here, as the lesson explains to us, that all the b'chinas, even though we're talking about yichid chayiv, all these neshamas, these are only b'chlal the nefesh. And that's the pshat in the pasuk nishba Hashem ben nafsho. Okay, so I think.
When you say that the naranchi of malchus has come out, you don't really mean it.
I mean it, of course. I said naranchi. It's naranchi, but you have to know it's naranchi de nefesh.
Naranchi de nefesh.
That's the amuk. That we spoke about how everything is taka b'shlemis over here, and after became everything, we're only receiving a tipa should be all which is coming out.
So
and you should imagine if we were to receive the mystic ruach chai, which we're going to be seeing, that's the olam haba, you know, after maybe some shana, you know, we're talking about after 7,000 years, then we'll move already in different bechinas. We're not dealing with the Zeampian anymore. We're dealing with Abba Ve'ima, different Patsufim, higher bechinas Bechalala. Then we're beginning higher levels of consciousness. We're understanding Hashem in a completely different light Bechalala.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're mamish metzumtzum in our understanding of anything here, because we're only mamish benefesh. Imagine how highly you'd feel if you take God the Ruach, and even more in the Shama, and the Chaya, Chida, mamish, you'd understand. What's emistic going on here? The picture doesn't change, by the way. The picture doesn't change. The pictures are still the same. You'll see the exact same thing, but you understand what's going on in all things. Yeah.
And you said what we're learning now is what's going to happen. When you're saying the nefesh of Kesa. Yeah.
No,
that just means the nefesh of nefesh of.
Yeah.
Kesa.
Nefesh. Yeah.
Right. So everything we talk about, which came out from the Pev Ark, is only Bechinas Nefesh.
That's right. That's it. Nothing more gets added. That's it. Then we will just dilute that even more as we go along. It's fine.
Right.
Also, it's fine.
And we can work out what would happen next.
That's what I'm telling you. Then that's already the next avoid that we're going to do. We don't think, you know, along above that's a Yisrael back then. We're going to be avoided there.
Right.
Avoid the exact same avoid, except on a different level of consciousness, different levels of kedusha will be on a higher level. We're also doing avoid until your mamish working in different higher bechinas.
Right.
Say it, all right.
Yeah. And is that when the ruach starts to be revealed after the Mashiach comes?
Yeah.
And Odom Rishon never had that.
He had all five neshamas. Yeah. But does that mean all five neshamas
of nefesh then?
When we get into the figures of
Adam Reza,
we'll speak about it. Alright, for more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas HaEmes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.